Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that India has recorded a production of 376 million tons of food grains and 377 million tons of horticultural produce this year, despite challenges like climate change. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the scientists are now going directly to the fields to work alongside the farmers. He highlighted that under Khet Bachao Abhiyan, 1,657 scientific teams reached out to 728 districts, specifically those likely to be affected by El Nino, and engaged with around 1 crore farmers. India has crossed the 1 billion mark in social protection coverage in a social media post. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that India's social protection coverage has expanded from 19% in 2015 to 68.4% in 2026, bringing more than 100 crore citizens under the umbrella of social protection framework. He said this reflects the Narendra Modi government's commitment to Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal has underscored the need for closer regional cooperation to tackle evolving security challenges amid global geopolitical conflicts. He said BIMSTEC member states need to work together and take decisive actions for their mutual benefit. Mr. Dobhal was speaking at the fifth meeting of the BIMSTEC National Security Chiefs in New Delhi today.
BIMSTEC's long-standing goals of regional security, connectivity, capacity building, and economic security should continue to drive our collective efforts. For India, BIMSTEC represents our vision of neighborhood first, our commitment to Act East policy, and the Mahasagar vision, which stands for mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonepat at Jind railway station tomorrow during his visit to Haryana. Designed, engineered and integrated in India, the train has been developed using indigenous technology, reflecting the country's growing capabilities in advanced railway engineering. The launch marks a significant milestone in the country's transition towards clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. The sacred city of Puri in Odisha is immersed in an ocean of devotion as the world-renowned Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath is progressing with immense religious fervor. The ceremonial pulling of the three majestic chariots of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra commenced this afternoon following the completion of the sacred Pahani Bijay and Chera Pahana rituals. Lakhs of devotees are participating in the pulling of the colossal wooden chariots along the Borodonda towards the Sri Gundicha temple, revered as the maternal aunt's abode of the sibling deities. Meanwhile, one devotee lost his life and several others sustained injuries in a stampede during the Rath Yatra. The injured were immediately evacuated by emergency response teams and shifted to nearby hospitals. The district administration, police and fire services swiftly launched rescue and crowd management operations to restore normalcy. The enforcement director today conducted search operations at 13 premises in connection with a case relating to an alleged terror funding and illegal infiltration network. The premises include Kolkata, North and South Chobisha Parganas and Murshidabad in West Bengal, Ballabgarh at Faridabad in Haryana, Devband in Saharanpur, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi and other places. The case originates from an FIR registered by the UPATS against organized syndicate allegedly involved in facilitating illegal infiltration of Rohingya and Bangladeshi nationals into India, arranging forged Indian identity documents and aiding their rehabilitation in various parts of the country. In men's cricket, India were 44 for no loss in 7.3 overs against host England in the second one-day international of the three-match series in Cardiff when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to field. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu outclassed world number 5 Han Yui of China to storm into the quarterfinals of Japan Open in Tokyo today. She will next face Nozomi Okuhara of Japan tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.